Welcome to the ION Annapolis Local Business Spotlight. There are thousands of locally owned businesses in the area, some small and some large. Some you may know and others you don't. But one thing they all have in common is a great story, and we want to share it with you. Join us every Saturday as we talk to the founders, the owners, and the managers of local businesses you have come to know and love, and those you will come to know and love. Now here's your host, John Frenay, with this week's Local Business Spotlight.
Well, today I'm sitting behind the mural on Tsunami, which I had never been. I've been in Tsunami, but now I'm upstairs in a conference room, and I am speaking with Audrey Lee, who is the events manager for the Inner West Street Association. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thank you for inviting me into this really cool building.
It is. It is.
As you look around.
But great character.
It does. It's got the radiator and the steps coming up, which is very cool and everything else. But we wanted to sit down and talk about the Inner West Street Association. Mm-hmm. And we have any number of business associations in town, and it all sort of depends what the business is doing. I mean, you've got the art and design, you've got SOFO, you've got DTAP, you've got the Eastport, you've got Maryland Avenue, but you are the ones that are Inner West Street, which is really sort of a side of Main Street, is sort of the hub of Annapolis.
Right. Our Inner West Street is from Calvert to Church Circle, so small but mighty. And then, yeah, we do have events and try to spread out circle to circle.
Now you do have your new Dinner Under the Stars, right?
Correct.
Which is fabulous.
Happy.
Amazing. And I always pray for nice weather on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Saturdays now.
Yeah, the weather is a caveat in that.
Chocolate Binge Festival, is that yours too?
Yes, yes.
And that's
in December, first Sunday of December.
That's right. It's December like 4th or something.
Usually No, actually this year it's December 1st.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So bitter cold, but great chocolate.
nothing wrong with that. And then First Sunday Arts Festivals are in this block as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that has really sort of expanded. I mean, it used to be just sort of like a couple months in the summer. Now that's pretty much goes like mid-spring to mid-fall.
Right. So we have it starting in May and it goes through November. And it's the first block of West Street. We have about 75 artists on West Street. And big news this year, John, we're expanding.
Well, you've already expanded. You went to Calvert a little bit. Then you
guess what? This year, we are closing Calvert Street in front of People's Park.
Oh, wow.
So the whole street is going to be the festival as well.
With the vendors and everything else.
Vendors, food trucks, and everything's going to be actually on the street as well as People's Park.
So that's all the way from, it'll be closed from whatever that road
from is. Clay Street to West Street, that whole block in front of People's Park.
That's very cool. I talked to several vendors that have been through the First Sunday Arts Festival, and they all love it.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And I mean, I see the ones that come back and back time and time again. It's a wonderful event for the city.
Yeah. I mean, this year, I would say the first year I took it over, we probably had about, I want to say 130 applicants. And I think during COVID, a lot of people, their inner arts came out, from COVID. And now we had almost 400 applicants for this current festival this year.
How many spots do you have?
About 150.
Is that with the expansion?
With the expansion, yeah.
But now, are you still going to be going up West Street beyond your Calvert Street?
No.
Okay.
No. It's we have Citygate Corner, which is right in front of Department of Social Services. Mm-hmm. So there'll be some vendors there, as well as the entire Calvert Street and West Street.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, it is. I'm really looking forward to it and, boosting up the music and art's going to be everywhere.
Right.
And
as the events manager for the West Street Association, and for those that are interested, it's
IWSAnnapolis.com.
IWSAnnapolis.com.
Yes.
But as the events manager, I mean, what is your job for this?
So what I do is I, of course, maintain Dinner Under the Stars. I'm in charge of booking.
Then you cook everything, right?
Yeah, right. I work with all these great restaurants on West Street. I mean, we have a fabulous choice, of different places to eat on West Street. And they all work together and we, put out the tables during Dinner Under the Stars. And my job is I book music for it. I make sure we have security. I make sure all of our permits are in. Streets close off the street and then, helps get the band set up.
You need to get permits from the city for that?
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah. They're sticks in the mud, aren't they?
We need to get permits for everything. And that's part of our fees. I mean, the restaurants pay for all those fees. They pay for all the parking spaces that, you know, we take up.
Revenue.
Right. So, you know, we've got to pay for all those parking spaces. We pay for our own security guards, which we're really lucky. Last year, we started hiring Annapolis Police, and it's been fabulous. They're a great group of people. And,
you know, my favorite Dinner Under the Stars story is we play, I've got a whole group of people, we play trivia up at Ramshead Roadhouse up in Crownsville, and we usually amass a huge amount of the gift cards, and we come down, we have this feast,
you know,
it's on Dinner Under the Stars, so we have this big old banquet table with probably like 20 people that have floated in and out of the team throughout the year, and, you know, cash them in at Ramshead, and, you know, make the server pull their hair out, and, you know, it's only once a year.
That's fun. It's great.
And it was so funny, one year, we sat there. We had an early dinner, and there was a gentleman who was obviously down on his luck, and he was just looking for a place to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
He sat down there, and they were getting ready to shoo him off. And we made the decision as the table. We said, "We're going to buy him dinner."
So,
we went down, and they said, "No, he can have that seat, and he can join us for dinner."
That's
and it was amazing because Annapolis, as we've seen during COVID, certainly, mm-hmm. is a really giving town.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
You know, when something goes wrong, I mean, you know, I hate to bring it up again and again, but you know, when the Capitol shooting happened, I mean, the town came together.
Mm-hmm.
When COVID came together and the restaurants were all struggling, the town came together. Ann Arbor, it flows out into the county as well.
Right, but right.
We're all about community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know the restaurants donate a lot of meals to a lot of
people. They really do. I mean, that whole, I can't feed it, rabble.
Yep.
Was started just to, you know, it was a combination of let's feed the people that need it and let's keep the lights burning very dimly for us.
Right. Yeah.
No, so they don't go out.
It's fantastic. Well, and John, don't forget one thing that's great on Dinner in the Stars Wednesday nights, we have the pickleball.
Oh, yeah. At Annapolis Pickleball.
Yeah. So they'll be here. They come and play from 5 p.m. till dark.
You haven't had anybody get hit?
Nope. Not at all. No. They set up their courts. And anybody can come and play. Bring your sneakers and you can go out and play.
You know what I love about, and again, I'll throw this on to you, is that you, through Dinner Under the Stars, I mean, you guys are the, you know, the artsy-fartsy kind of section of town.
Right.
And you always mix them up. Okay, Dinner Under the Stars would be absolutely stellar with just food and booze.
Right.
Out in the street and everything else. But you bring in live bands. I've seen the Unified Jazz Ensemble here. I've seen ballet here. I've seen you know, freestyle dancers. I've seen cultural dancers. You mentioned pickleball. I mean, there's always something to do.
Yeah, and then we also have the galleries. We've had plein air painting out here from the artists at Gallery 57 West. So I mean, everybody's contributing, and it's a great community to just expand on what was here.
The majority of my Christmas shopping this past year was done in the two stores adjacent to this, but the Annapolis Collection Gallery as well as Gallery 57. I've got three kids that are blown and grown and they're out of the area.
Right.
So the Gallery 57 had a whole bunch of tiles which were painted with local scenes with the blue ink.
Well, you know what? Those are mine. I'm the artist.
Okay, well, then thank you for that.
I'm an artist at the Gallery 57
West. That's awesome. Yeah, no, because I bought four tiles for each of my three kids.
There you go.
And they were like, oh my gosh, this is so great. And, you know, because you had the, I think you had the Pegasi.
Yeah.
Angels, you had the State House.
Yeah, I try to do the local restaurants here.
And you're a great artist.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
And not a bad manager.
Right. Well, I think that's how I kind of started with Inner West Street Association, is that when we opened the gallery, they liked all the events that we were having. And I was the event manager at the gallery. So then they were like, wow, can you do that for West Street too? And like,
oh, yeah. So you are.
Yeah. So I'm on the board of the Alliance. So we kind of started there and then so that's what led me into.
And you know, but the Inner West Street has such a great variety. I mean, you've got dining, you've got Ram's Head, you've got Stan and Joe's, you've got Tsunami, you've got
Picante, Luna Blue, 49 West,
Cafe Olé,
yes. And Sedona Salon is.
And I think Level even jumps in here. Even
Level,
technically interlopers, right?
They are, but we like them. We let them in.
They're kind of in no man's land,
right?
You know, but. So I mean, you've got that, plus you've got all the different galleries that are here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Ba,
yes,
right down the road,
yep.
And Yeah. Again, if you want to talk about another interloper, you can just go around the corner on Church Circle and you bet Doreen, the greatest flower guy in the world.
The best flowers.
And I don't understand how if I buy flowers from a florist shop, okay, that, and that's like their gig.
Right.
You know, they're starting to die in a week. And Doreen's, I think I've got some that are lasting for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, they last a long, long time. That's our go-to.
I will say that if you want to see the world's biggest smile, you get it at Doreen Flowers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Talk to me a little bit about the Inner West Street Association. I mean, how do you guys run? You said that the restaurants pay for...
So the restaurants, you know, we sit down at the beginning of each year and decide when are we going to start Dinner on the Stars. The first Sunday Arts Festivals are on schedule, you know, mm-hmm. May through November, and Chocolate Binge in December. But first Sunday, the Dinner on the Stars, we start generally like the third to fourth week in May. We start with a bigger band. We'll do like a Motown concert, something like that,
sure.
With the band down at the galleries. And so all the restaurants, you know, we decide what we want to do, what's the spin. I come up with creative ideas. Maybe we do themed weekends, you know, going on through the season. And, you know, the restaurants get billed for all of our entertainment. And then they pay the bills for the bands, for the permits, for the security. I mean, the city does not give us any money.
So they start with the permits and cheat.
Yeah. I mean, we pay for it all in order to put it together on the street. And so, you know, they have a lot of say in what happens and, you know, what we do.
You know, Dinner of the Stars is, and I'm trying to remember when that started. It was probably about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. I know I was on WRNR in the mornings, and I remember when I got wind of it, and people just went absolutely nuts for it. And I know that was just a Wednesday night.
Right. Well, and then during COVID, I think they expanded Wednesday through Saturday because of COVID. Nobody could eat inside, and outside dining was...
Right, never, ever.
That's where it kind of took off, and then... You know, it's a lot of work. I mean, these restaurants bring on all the tables, all the chairs. They need extra servers. So we had to kind of cut it back going forward. So we just do Wednesdays and Saturday nights now, generally May through the end of September, which is about 37, 38 evenings of music, dining, and entertainment. And it's for anybody. I mean, anybody can come. I mean, the street's open seating, dining. I mean... couple of them take reservations just because it's very popular. It's easier for them to manage that. But
I know we did. The Luna Blue is one that
of course. right. But yeah, they work really hard every Wednesday and Saturday.
The other businesses obviously benefit from that.
Absolutely.
Got Mission Escape Room. You've got, uh-huh. And Dunkin' Donuts, I don't think it's open at the time, but certainly the galleries.
No, and but the galleries do, yeah.
Do they contribute to, I mean, how does...
So the other businesses, we ask them to maybe sponsor an evening of Dinner Under the Stars. So we do look for sponsors. We are desperately looking for sponsors this year because, you know, art and entertainment's increasing just as anything else is. I mean, artists are... You know, that's their business and they need to get paid for what they do. And I think that as rates go up, we've got to
compensate for them. You know, we all need to eat.
We all need to eat. Exactly. Yeah,
that's for sure. So you aren't a you are a membership organization, but you're not dues.
There's not dues.
OK,
there's no dues. But, you know, the restaurants they pick up the bulk.
The lion's share.
The bulk of it. Yeah.
Seems to work out.
So one thing I do want to talk about, though, is we do have this great event coming up on April 21st.
Is this new?
Brand new.
You mean
it's called the Tasty?
Like you need something else?
Well, this is our big fundraiser. We're hoping to raise a lot of money so the restaurants don't have to pay as much.
Oh, come back. Talk to me.
So it's called Taste of Spring on West Street. And picture this, John. One long white table all the way down the center of West Street. And then you have the six restaurants all supplying samples to the different for their different from their menu, where you can go pick up 3 to 4 samples of each of their restaurants.
Stan and Joe's gonna have their Stoughton's.
I forget what they're having. Wait a minute. Stan and Joe.
I love the Stan and
Joe. Oh, Stan and Joe's doing tuna poke and tiger bites.
Okay.
So it's gonna be more like a beef brisket.
So is that?
But anyway, so what all the restaurants are doing is donating all the food for this. And then we're going to have a welcome little cocktail beverage for those who have a ticket. This is definitely a ticketed event. It's $60 per person. And that way we can hopefully raise enough money to pay for the bulk of our music this year.
That's fantastic.
It's something new. We're going to try it. Hopefully we'll get a lot of response for it. And the cool thing is that it's the day before Earth Day. So we have three or four vendors. I don't know if I want to call them vendors, but we have nurseries coming that will decorate the street with plants and greens. And we have, we're going to have Honeysuckle Nursery and Design coming. They're over in Moundsville. We have Campion Ruby and Season to Seasons Horticulture. They're doing a combined little tent area. And we have Gallery 57 West, who will have displays out front. And then we have all of our centerpieces that will be on the tables will be raffled off.
Oh, this is cool.
So door prizes. It's more of like a kickoff to Dinner Under the Stars with a...
sort of like a cocktail party with heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Exactly.
Out in the middle of the street.
Right. And we have the Ballet Theater Maryland coming. And we have Gino Marriott. He's a jazz band that he plays a beautiful clarinet. We'll be playing along the street here and entertaining folks.
Well, when are tickets going on sale for this?
So they're actually on sale right now, and you can get them through our Inner West Street website, IWS Annapolis. Innerweststreetannapolis.com.
This sounds really fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. With door prizes, raffles. You can come and purchase plants, flowers. You can come and eat, drink, be merry. It's going to be a great benefit.
Whose bright idea was that? Yours?
Mine.
Take credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
That is for sure. There are so many different business associations, and I find it amazing in Annapolis that there's very little overlap between them.
We try not to step on each other's toes with events. So the more, individualistic those associations or group their areas are, it benefits the city as a total and all the visitors. I mean, everybody, anybody who comes to Annapolis, a tourist on any given weekend will find plenty to do.
That's what I love about it. And one thing that I've always sort of bugged me about, the music scene during the summer, everybody has a free concert, it seems. Mm-hmm. And I really wish that they would get their acts together and say, okay, Maritime Museum, you've got Mondays. Quiet Waters Park, you have Tuesdays. Annapolis mm-hmm. Town Center, you have Wednesdays. Maryland Hall, you've got whoever it is.
Every day you'll have something.
Art and Public Places, you're down on City Dock mm-hmm. on Fridays. And that way, when visitors are in town, they're in the hotel, they say, hey, we have, and think about the marketing that you could do. Say that Annapolis has free live music every single night of the week, weather permitting, mm-hmm. from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Right. Yeah.
Now, it may not be your kind of, they may be, boot kicking country.
Right.
That's
right.
Not me, but okay, that's
right,
cool.
Right.
But there's something live that you could go to see within easy
walking distance.
Most you like. Certainly Uber or the scooters or the little golf carts that go around.
Right.
But we've got such a vibrant town. And you've really done a good job of bringing it all together. You've got performing arts that are there. You've got traditional arts.
A painter myself. Right. No, it's exciting. And for me, my job's fun. I really enjoy it. It's a great way to just bring the arts to the town and to our street.
How long have you been doing the events here for the Inner West Street?
Mostly 3 years.
Three?
This is my third season. Right, yeah. It hasn't been long, but I kind of jumped into it, 2 feet in and going for it.
As an artist, you have the ability to go whichever way you want to go and create your own mm-hmm. art. And I think this is kind of cool that you also seem to have your own, they sort of cast you on your own to develop programs for the Inner West Street Association.
Yeah, it's almost like art within the art.
Yeah.
It's like, what else can we do to create something cool on the street?
How can we help the Inner West Street Association? I think the obvious way is to certainly get a ticket to the Spring Fling.
It's the Taste of Spring. Taste of Spring on West Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the restaurants will be all out in full force, just catering to...
Yeah, come out to Dinner Under the Stars. Come out absolutely. To talk about Binge Fest. Come out and support the Merchants on this First Sunday Arts Festival.
Absolutely. And, another event we added last year was our masquerade party, and that was great.
It was last Saturday in October. We're going to do it again.
Right, and that sort of closed out the whole season.
Yeah, and this year we're hoping to actually include a little of the boat shows. We're going to try to do some Dinner Under the Stars for the boat shows this year. So we'll see how that's coming together. I'm still working on that.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, because, you know, downtown gets really crowded, and I think if we can expand it out here a little bit.
Squeeze that tube of toothpaste. Squeeze them up the
street. Squeeze it up West Street.
A little bit there.
Restaurants would love to have business in the middle of October. A couple more things, little things, but they happen on our street. Is we have the Kick Gas event April 14th, and that's with Annapolis Green. Oh, yeah. So all the EV cars are going to be on our street. And on August 11th is the Corvette show. So we line the street with Corvettes. So those two things I have to throw in there because I don't want to forget about them.
All of the vendors that are here on the First Sunday Arts Festival, all of the restaurants, and they are some of the favorite restaurants in Annapolis.
Right, right.
They're right here in this one block area. Get out and support them day in, day out. I know we've just come off of, as we're recording this, we just came off of Restaurant Week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always a good time to try some new things and new places and new dishes. Do it all year round because they need help all year round.
Yes, please support all the restaurants.
It's a really great culinary scene here. It's probably 15, 20 years ago, it was questionable. There were a couple.
Right.
But it's really sort of upped its game just in the citywide with the addition of some of the new restaurants that have, come in. You know, you don't have too many new ones here. I mean,
no, we're old and steady.
This is the old Scotty part of Annapolis. I've got some new restaurants that are down on the water, and you've got in West Annapolis as well that are great. So get out and, really experience it. And also take a look next time you stroll up West Street. Take a look and see. I mean, Cafe Olé and Claudia is just a wonderful little...
Wonderful woman.
I don't want to say hole in the wall because that's got a negative connotation, but she's just a little sliver of a building. That has just wonderful coffee and just a great place to pick up a snack or a lunch or something like that. You've got a dry cleaner, you've got a spa, you've got the requisite lawyer offices.
Right. Yes. I have the lawyer. And visit Annapolis Center. I mean, the visitor center is there too. And there are a wealth of information. They've got books and books of stuff to do in Annapolis.
And it'll be exciting because I'm hearing some of the different plans they've got for the building that's right on the corner of West Street and Church Circle.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hotel. I see some plans. It's going to add a lot to us.
So we'll see when that gets underway. Well, this is great. I want to thank you so much for your time.
And I thank you and for letting us have the opportunity.
And again, get out. Oh, I guess really important that, such great exposure. I mean, Dinner Under the Stars in the 6 years, and it may be seven, but... let's just, for argument's sake, say six.
Right, sure.
Has really become a signature event of Annapolis. I mean, I would think...
I agree.
The Midnight Madnesses are known, and the Boat Parade is known. Whoops, they're going to yell at me. The Lights Parade is well known, and those have become real, true signature events. I would probably say the Annapolis Symphony's Pops in the Park as well.
Right, sure.
But... how can a business or an individual, maybe there's a private foundation, I personally don't have one, but that wants to support this. I mean, can they just get in touch with you?
Right. So they can contact me directly at audrey@innerweststreetassociation.com. And we have sponsorship opportunities for where you can actually own one of the nights of Dinner Under the Stars. So you will be announced, during that dinner. You get signage, you get tents on your on all the tables.
You get free food?
We'll see. For the price, we'll see. Yeah. There's sponsorships anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a night. We've been doing that.
And you can certainly sponsor the entertainment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And everything else. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you
for taking the horn. Thank you for making the great Christmas presents for my kids.
Oh, well, you're welcome on that.
they totally like them. And I think they're all using them for coasters because they all drink. So
excellent.
that'll be fine. Every time they have a sip, they're looking at Audrey Lee's artwork.
Yep.
Do get into the art, into the galleries that we've got here. We've got Annapolis Collection Gallery. We've got Gallery 57, which is a compendium of artists. And I can't remember how many. There's
25 different ones.
You can get something very inexpensive and a great sort of a hostess gift if you're spending over there.
Yep.
Very inexpensive, and it's much cooler than that cheap bottle of wine.
True.
Although if you want to get a cheap bottle of wine, we do.
And we get both.
We do have Christmas liquor right across the street.
Right, Christmas liquor.
You can get that. You know, you can get that, or you can get some real fine art there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do have a very robust art scene, both in the creative arts. What is the word for that? I mean, this performing arts is the bantos and the trumpets and everything else. Creative arts.
Fine arts.
Fine arts.
Fine arts.
You know, right. They make stuff. It's awesome.
Fine arts. Well, it's all encompassing because we have, you know, there's sculptors to jewelers to, you know, painters. So the variety of art. Fine arts.
Right. Everything. Yeah. Inner West Street Association, thank you so much, Audrey Lee, for what you've done, what you're going to do. And we can't wait till the Taste of Spring is going to be on
April 21st from 2 till 6 p.m.
Okay. So from the day you write your check for your taxes, don't eat.
Right. Come exactly. And then come here. Right. Right. You will not go. You will not go away hungry, Ann.
Thanks for listening to this week's Local Business Spotlight. Please make sure to visit ionanapolis.net for all your local news, events, and opinion. And in case you haven't already, please subscribe to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief, where we bring you all the day's local news direct to your phone, tablet, or computer in about 10 minutes. It comes to you at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.